This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Dende sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. All of our training camp coverage on the Team 980 is brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. To talk training camp for the Commanders and everything that's gone on out there over the past few days, we welcome on our guy David Harrison of the Locked On Commanders podcast. Good enough to join us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. David, did you play any Where's Waldo this morning just for giggles?
I mean, it's pretty much a daily exercise, right? I mean, I think we'd be lying if we didn't say that every day we came out to practice, we're trying to spot, you know, number 17, see if he's going to be out there or not.
Do you think today is going to be the first day where you see him with a 17 jersey on?
You know, I don't get the sense that that's going to happen. I have a feeling that we're probably not going to see him until Wednesday before the Giants game.
Wow, that's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you have the belief
perhaps
that
he'll be at the game this weekend.
That has been a very big point of contention on the show so far, David. Do you believe that he is going to get an extension at all, or is he going to play on this current deal?
I mean, it's really up to him, right? Like, I think that the team has offered him, you know, what is probably perceived as fair market value, and if he wants to accept, fair market value, then he can have it, and we can all move forward, you know, with what's going to happen next, and he can continue his climb up the ladder as a franchise great. If he doesn't feel like he's being compensated fairly, then he certainly has the right to bet on himself and play out the year. And, you know, the Commanders always have the franchise tag in their back pocket, so he's got to be kind of aware of that situation as well. But, you know, so if he's asking for the money that, you know, we're thinking he's asking for, the Commanders don't have to give him that money until at least, you know, 2027. And by then, you know, whether or not he's going to feel like he has the ammunition to demand it then is going to, you know, something to be seen. But I think, you know, the question comes down for Terry, you know, it's a matter of pride versus legacy. I think, you know, obviously his pride is kind of hurt, feels disrespected, as he said publicly. But, you know, if he's concerned at all or values at all his legacy, you know, the best way to cement his legacy is to get another 2 or 3 years here with the Commanders and you know, get into that top three range in franchise history and do that. So, you know, it's really comes down to what each individual person values.
How has everyone else looked at wide receiver in the absence of Terry?
Yeah, Debo's looked great. I think Debo has looked like everything that, you know, fortunately for me, that I sold to my listeners when they traded for him. Because I definitely went hard on the I'm not worried about, you know, his illness from last year and the weight that he gained or muscle mass that he lost then and all that. So fortunately for me, he's proven me correct in that aspect. You know, Luke McCaffrey has been kind of an up and down case this training camp. Like, he's had some really good practices, but then he's also not really kind of appeared in the games yet. You know, I think the big grain of salt there is, you know, his biggest rapport is with Jaden Daniels, and usually when he's on the preseason field, Jaden Daniels is not. And obviously we saw that one drive that Jaden played this preseason. They didn't throw the ball a single time. They only called one pass. So, you know, you can't expect Luke to go out there and light it up in that type of a situation with your starting quarterback. So, you know, I think there's a big grain of salt to be taken there when we get to the regular season and Luke has that rapport with Jaden still, and that's who he's working with, you know, exclusively. I think things could look better there. Jalen Lane has been incredibly impressive. The coaches have said that he's ahead of schedule. I think he's far better in this system than I expected him to be as a rookie. I had high hopes for him as an offensive player in year two, but definitely not what he's done so far in year one.
Do you think that he will get some sort of significant snaps during the regular season on offense, even if Terry is there?
Yeah, I mean, I think honestly, I think he will. I think even if like Noah Brown is healthy and able to come back, you know, if you have Terry, Debo, Noah Brown, Luke, and Jalen, I think that because Jalen does something different than what Noah Brown does, he does something different than what Luke McCaffrey does. So I think there's definitely got to be a package in mind if you're Cliff Kingsbury, where you have Terry, Debo, and Jalen on the field at the same time. And really, from a defensive standpoint, I mean, you put one of those guys in motion and you keep one of them on the opposite side and you've got Terry over there being scary as usual. I mean, I don't know how you defend it. And, oh, by the way, then there's Zach Ertz, you know what I mean? Like, so it's just, it's a terrifying, you know, perspective for an opposing defense to have to face. And I think Jalen has proven that he has what it takes to thrive in that system. And, you know, look, any rookie would benefit from having receivers like Terry McLaurin and Debo Samuel on the field with them. But that doesn't mean that, you know, they should steer away from it just because someone on the opposite side of the fan aisle might try to discredit it. That, you know, maximize it, exploit it. And, you know, heck, if Jalen Lane comes out the leading receiver in a couple of games, his defenses are so focused on stopping the other guys, so be it.
How many wide receivers do you anticipate that they're going to keep on the final 53?
I think right now I've got my number at six. I'm actually working through my own personal 53-man roster projection. I've got some spots that I need to make some tough decisions on, and, you know, certainly not as tough as the real decisions are going to be. But I think right now I've got six. You know, I think Terry, Debo, Noah Brown, Luke, and Jalen are your easy five. And then that sixth spot, you know, really kind of comes down to Michael Gallup, K.J. Osborne, and Ja'Cory Brooks. And that's where I'm kind of battling. And also got to make a decision, like, is this what I would do, or do I want to try to be predictive and say this is what I think Adam Peters will do? So I've got to decide that as well, because obviously one of those decisions is easier than the other.
David Harrison, our guest here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day sitting in. You can find him on Twitter at dharrison82, and you can find his podcast, The Locked On Commanders, wherever it is that you get your podcast. So with Brian Robinson either being shipped out of town or being released at some point, everybody loves Bill, right? We all love him. Is he going to be running back one week number one, or are we overlooking Chris Rodriguez?
You know, I kind of think that position group might just be really fluid, you know, and kind of like the depth chart version of positionless basketball, right? Like the star is going to go to the first guy that's on the field, or the first guys that are on the field. They go with the two-back set, right? But really, it's just going to be matchup-based, you know? So when you look at the New York Giants and you look at how you want to attack that defense, which back fits how we want to attack this defense the most, then as the game flow goes, you know, which back is having the most success against his defense with these looks, and that's going to be the guy. I really kind of think that's the way he probably has to set it. Now, you know, the big caveat I think you have to add to that is, you know, this team, and you know this, I know, like, this team does more work than what we get to see. Even during training camp, we get to see more than we get to see during the regular season, but we're still not seeing how the entire sausage is going to be made. So if there's things in the background where, you know, Chris Rodriguez is just kind of blowing the door off of things, or if Bill is doing the same, then, you know, certainly you can see them lean into one of those guys. But just using kind of what we've seen on the practice field, I definitely kind of feel like there's a three or maybe even four back rotation where it's just going to be a situational decision on who gets the touch and who doesn't.
What about Bill being at training camp just about every single day? What about Bill has impressed you so much?
I mean, just so first and foremost, like before he even arrived to Ashburn, you know, when he was drafted during the pre-draft process, when I learned about him, you know, and the fact that, and I keep calling it this, you know, fully intending to take a shot at the NCAA, you know, he lost all but one game of his final collegiate season due to what basically boils down to an accounting error. The NCAA didn't count his eligibility correct, and then once they caught their mistake, they punished the kid, you know what I mean? And I just think that's garbage, but that's a whole other discussion for another day. But, you know, for Ja'Cory Crossing Merritt to then stay at Arizona, to participate with the football program, you know, to within the limits that he could, and then to show up to the Shrine Bowl in an All-Star game, having not played for meaningful football for months, and just show out, you know what I mean? Just be the MVP and do all those things. I mean, that's such an impressive thing. We see guys every offseason, you know, that are in the NFL getting paid, you know, hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars, come back from their offseason knowing they've got meaningful football ahead of them and, you know, not always in the best condition to go execute that mission. So for this college kid to have that mindset, which is super impressive before he ever even got drafted, and then getting to know him a little bit and seeing him on the practice field, he's every bit as advertised from a maturity standpoint and a mentality standpoint. But then his physicality, man. I mean, the kid cuts and moves without losing, you know, a millisecond of miles per hour on his flow, and just the way he sees the field. Even before pads came on, they were doing some run sets, and you just see him finding the holes and all these things. It's been incredibly impressive. And you know, you try not to like hype him up too much because you don't want to get to like insane levels of expectation, but it's really hard not to be excited about what you see out of him.
David Harrison with us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the team 980. David, on the defensive side of things, specifically the defensive line, who are some of the names that have really stood out to you while you're watching practice?
Yeah, Javon Kinlaw has to be, you know, one of those first ones you mentioned. I know DQ highlighted him specifically coming out of the preseason game, but, you know, shout out to one of our fellow reporters, Candy Waller of Bowie TV. She has been doing a lot of homework on Javon Kinlaw and really watching him at practice a lot, and she kind of pointed out to me a couple times, you know, how impressive he's been and turned my eye onto him as I'm watching maybe some other players. But he, you know, for a guy that every national, you know, talking head that could wanted to tear down his contract and do all these things and talk about Adam Peters overpaying him and everything, you know, it's still very early, obviously. But just from the sample size that we do get to look at, he looks every bit, you know, worth the contract that Adam Peters gave him. And I still push back on the overpay, you know, evaluation just from the fact that if the Commanders need to move on from him next year, they can do so and actually save a little bit of money. Not a lot, but a little, and that tells me the contract's not terrible. But yeah, I think he's looked like what you expected them to bring him in for, adding that strength, adding that tenacity, kind of that dog in the defensive line. He's certainly added to that.
Do you think we could see any five down sets, if you will, with the three of them, Kinlaw, Payne, and Newton?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's certainly possible. Obviously, you know, the offense is going to dictate that a little bit, and you know, that question is going to get answered a little bit more on the opposite side of, you know, how many times are these opposing teams going to go, you know, with maybe heavier sets and things like that. But the great thing you like about, you know, some of these other players, like Dietrich Wise, you know, has the opportunity or has the ability to play up and down the D-line. Kinlaw has the opportunity to play up and down the D-line. You know, Johnny Newton's got a little bit of quickness in his feet and things like that. And don't get me wrong, again, I don't want to get crazy with any type of hype or anything. I'm not saying you should, you know, be dropping these guys in, like, hook zones or anything like that on a regular basis. But, you know, if every once in a while you want to throw a five-man front at him and then make the quarterback go, oh, man, like, these guys are just not going to cover anybody, and then you surprise them with some long-arm DNs or something like that out there in the flat or wherever, you know, it's not necessarily a bad mind game to play if you time it right, right? And that's something that Joe Witt Jr., the defensive coordinator, has talked about is, you know, games are fun, but you got to play them at the right time. And those are certainly the kind of games that he's got to be contemplating. Whether or not we'll see it early or even often, I doubt it's going to become a staple. But certainly if you come up against a team that wants to try to, you know, run the ball down your throat, that's certainly a look that they're going to be able to go to.
Is there any position that you are worried about?
I think the position you have to be worried about, you know, just if you're being an honest broker, there's three of them. And I think and the problem is they're all on the offensive side. So you're really kind of hoping that, you know, Jaden and a little bit of good luck is going to save you here. But the O-line, you know, we haven't been able to see the real starting five really ever, right? Especially if you count Sam Cosmi, right? If you count Sam Cosmi with his door being open to potentially come back early in the season, we've never seen him. But even without Sam, the other starting five, if you want to call it that, we've seen very little of. So that's, you know, concerning from an outside perspective. The running back room, you know, this is a conversation I had when the Brian Robinson stuff first started. It's just watching at camp, like, it still looks like Brian has been, you know, kind of the best back for this team between the lines. Now, this business goes beyond the field, right? And there's certainly other aspects of whether or not a team decides to stay with a player and all that stuff that we can't get into. But you know, so that being the fact, it kind of goes to your question, right? Who's the RB1? And, you know, some would say, well, if you don't have an RB1, you don't have any running backs at all. And some would say, you know, we go back to last year in the wide receiver two situation and, you know, who's wide receiver two? Well, this week it's Olamide Zaccheaus. Next week it's Jamison Crowder. Who cares as long as we have one when we need him, right? So there's two sides to that conversation. And then the receiver room. I mean, you know, again, Luke hasn't flashed in competition, and so that could be problematic. Jalen is a rookie, so how much of it is a flash and how much of it is real? And Terry hasn't been on the field. So there's a lot of questions you can have there as well. So it's I think there's certainly some things that need to get answered there. I think that's why you see a little bit of that frustration from Cliff last week that we saw when we talked to him. And you know, I know Jaden is being the leader and putting on the good face and everything like that, but there's got to be at least a little bit of a question in the back of everybody's mind if this offense is going to be able to get to where they need to and click against a very tough New York Giants defense in week one.
Anything Sam Hartman can do to at least make the practice squad, or his days numbered here?
I feel like he's probably going to end up on the practice squad. Like, you know, there's really, I'll put it this way, I don't think it hurts the team to put him on the practice squad, right? So you give him that opportunity. You know, he's real tight with Jaden. He's real good for that quarterback room. His IQ is something that people praise a lot. And, you know, when he's throwing on time, you can see that IQ really kind of shine. But, you know, he reminds me of Taylor Heinicke a lot, where he's got to not even sometimes anticipate the throw. He's almost got to predict the throw. And I think that's really hard in the National Football League when you don't have the arm strength to deliver the ball late or to deliver the ball exactly on time. You know, it kind of goes back to, you know, we all had those bosses that say, if you're not 15 minutes early, you're late. Well, that's kind of how Sam Hartman has to play quarterback, you know, and that's really, really difficult in the National Football League to do. I think there's still enough there that, you know, if the coaching staff believes in him, then there's value in bringing him back on the practice squad, you know, for at least one more year. So I don't know that his days are numbered per se, but I think the quarterback three conversation is certainly over and done with.
David, appreciate the time as always, my friend. Enjoy practice, and who knows, maybe we will actually see 17 out there, though I'm not optimistic.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
That is David Harrison, host of the Locked On Commanders podcast, at DHarrison82, where you can find him on Twitter. Good enough to give us some time here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day, sitting in for Kevin. Caroline Fenton coming up on the show at 11:35. We're going to talk some college football with Caroline. Really excited about that. We are getting so close to the season. We got week zero this weekend. My College Football Show comes back this weekend on SiriusXM, so get excited about that. We'll talk college football with Caroline coming up in about 20 minutes, but we'll take a few more of your calls on the Terry situation. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. How do you feel about where things currently stand? Do you think a deal is going to get done prior to the Giants game? 301-230-0980. It's Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day, sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. You want to join the conversation about the Terry McLaurin situation. We just had David Harrison on. David does not expect to see Terry today at practice. I don't really expect to see Terry today at practice, though I would like him out there just to run, feet on grass, football condition, all the things that come with the ramp up of getting things ready to play. I'd like to see him. I do not anticipate that we will. How do you feel about the scenario that is going on right now with Terry and Washington missing games because of excused absences and then having coaches dodge questions about Terry's whereabouts? Spoiler alert for Dan Quinn. You're going to get asked about it again today. He speaks at 12:30, a little over an hour from now. We will carry that presser in its entirety here on the Team 980. He's going to get asked about Terry McLaurin again, so I hope he is ready and prepared to answer questions about Terry McLaurin. But your thoughts, 301-230-0980. Samu is in Rockville. Samu, what's going on? You're on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in. Samu, you there? Check, check. He is not there. Lap is in D.C. Lap, what's going on?
Yeah. Hello?
Lap, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, Dan? Hey, man, they got to get this together, man. This is crazy we dragging on with this, man. This is ridiculous, man. We don't want this man to get hurt. The wide receiver group is very suspect, you know what I'm saying? And we don't have nobody on Terry's caliber there, you know. And Mr. Brown, which I call him Mr. Glass, he's healthy. I would feel a little bit better if he was, you know, healthy, but We need him to get out there. And this is why I didn't want Debo running around doing jet sweeps and all this stuff, man. We need him strictly wide out because we got running backs to do that. And plus, we're thin at wide receiver. So I don't know what they're going to do, man. But if Terry not getting what he wants, he need to fire his agent and get Jaden Daniels' mom, and maybe she could push it longer. But this is crazy, man, that it's still dragging on. But hopefully we get it resolved, man, because we really want to focus on football then, man. But keep up the good work, bro. Good show. Have a good weekend. If I don't talk to you again, bro. But, yeah, this is crazy, bro.
Yeah, Lap, I appreciate it. So one thing that you did mention in there, while I do think it would be funny if he hires Jaden's mom as an agent, she is licensed by the NFL, so that can work. I don't know if she can. I don't know what stages of that process she is. I don't know if she is a licensed agent. I don't know that she has clients, so to speak, or if she is just like handles the business stuff for Jaden or parts of the business stuff for Jaden. I don't know that if Terry fires Buddy Baker and hires somebody else that this immediately gets done. I don't think that he's going to get any more money right now. He's stuck at whatever the price point is. Whatever he wants in terms of guarantees, AAVs, whatever. I don't believe there's another agent that is going to get him that. Like, I don't think Buddy Baker is this oblivious fool that's just walking in there speaking like in backwards sentences. I don't believe that to be the case. I just think that the two sides are far apart on negotiations, where Terry's side wants X, the Commanders are offering Y, and they need to find a way to get to one side or the other. Jason is in Laurel. Jason, what's going on?
Hey, Denton. Love the show. So, for me, this is so discouraging because Terry has been one of the bright spots of this team. And I'm 51, been a fan all my life. And you know, we finally get a good organization, a good owner, a good coach, a good general manager, and a good quarterback. And then this goes to hell. And quite honestly, I think it's really getting deep. I'm astounded by how many calls that I take, that I hear you take, where people are still all about Terry and badmouth and AP and the team. I don't know what these guys are thinking or seeing. I think Terry's a very good wide receiver, but north of $35 million, which has there been no pushback that that's what their initial ask was? I heard you in the opening monologue mention it. No pushback at all if that was their opening ask. It's entirely too much money for this particular player. And, you know, we're at a point now where I almost hope that he doesn't play. I really do. I think if me and you and my two pit bulls suited up a wide receiver for the team, some combination of Cliff and Jaden could figure it out. I mean, Look at all the receivers that were on this team last year that aren't here now. There's a reason they're not here. They figured they could do better or do as much with different guys.
Yeah.
And I think Harry's window for being, you know, on maybe a Super Bowl team is closing. And it's unfortunate, but, you know, the monstrous amount that they asked for initially is why this is all hammed up. And I just think he's made a gross miscalculation on what he's worth.
Yeah, Jason, I appreciate it. I will say, if you and I and your pitbulls lined up, I have deceptive speed for a white dude. I don't know that I would do much off the line of scrimmage, though, in the NFL. But I get the point that you are making. Jaden and Cliff, they can do a lot with a little. They showed that last year. I still want Terry. Like, I don't want anyone to take it out of the words out of my mouth and think that I don't want Terry McLaurin to play. I very much do want Terry to play. I want him to get signed to an extension yesterday so we can move on and talk about the running backs and talk about the offensive line. And man, Josh Connerly's looked pretty good for a rookie that's transitioning from college to the NFL. Or we can talk maybe more in depth about like a Jalen Lane or literally anybody else. This is just the cloud that is hovering over the head right now. And it does feel like a punch in the gut because the one guy that you thought would never have the team in this kind of situation is the guy that currently has the team in this kind of situation. I'm never going to fault a guy for wanting his money, though. Go get your money. This is a very tough business that you are in. It is the NFL is not something that has a lot of longevity for most players. So if you get the opportunity to have longevity, you need to take advantage of it financially. So I'm not faulting Terry for any of that. I do just think the way this has been handled has not been the greatest. And that's partly on his agent, but that's also partly on him because the agent is working for him. Terry is not working for the agent. I can't remember who it was, Max, but there was a caller that said the agent just wants his cut of this money, and that's why the number is as high as it is. I will tell you, whatever the number is, I don't know what the number is going to be. Whatever the number is going to be the largest contract that Buddy Baker has negotiated for an NFL player. So whatever the cut is going to be the largest cut that he has gotten from an NFL negotiation.
By far.
By a very large margin. Like, no, none of his other clientele have been in positions to get this kind of deal before. 301, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to make a joke. What do you think is bigger, the cut that Buddy Baker's going to get from the contract or however much Jordan Schultz gave him to give that information up about Terry?
I plead the fifth. It is a Kevin Sheehan show. Dentonay sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. I actually think Schultz does a pretty good job, but there are some rumors out there. I don't want to see him in
there
a Starbucks.
There are rumors.
Don't get me in trouble, Max. I do go to Starbucks a lot. Devon is in Rockville. Devon, what's going on?
What's up, Denton? What's up, my man? I'm so glad this season, time of the year, is coming back because you are a college football genius.
Oh, yeah.
You are an intelligent sports analyst and all that good stuff. You know, I've been one of the ones. But to speak on this, I totally agree with you, Denton, as I typically do because you're just a smart individual. And typically two smart individuals can often think alike. I just think that I think too much of the fan base has the Ashburn syndrome where it's like Terry is arguably arguably a top 10, but definitely a top 15. So it's like, yes, he's the number one on our team, but I beg to plead to make this point. Then if you put Terry on the Cowboys opposite of CeeDee Lamb, he'd be a number two. If you put him the opposite of Chase, he'd be a number two. If you put him opposite of Jefferson, he'd be a number two. So it's like, but if you flip it and say CeeDee, Chase, Jefferson come to Washington, Terry will be a number two. So I say that to say I want Terry too. I believe he is a number one. He's a dog. But it's just like, with this being said, I think us as the fan, well, not me, but the typical bunch of the fan base is like, oh, my God, the team AP is doing Terry wrong, when it's like, hold up. Terry came in and got his extension. He's working on his second. So he already got paid for his potential, and he's still on that contract. And he's been, some could say, he outperforming the contract. You know what I'm saying? But when you look at it, Terry been getting 1,000 yards every year with you out there throwing. This is his first year with a prolific quarterback, and I'm not taking that away from Terry. The only difference is he doubled his touchdowns. So the team, business-wise, can easily say, is that more on Terry, or is it because we got this young GOAT as the quarterback? Right. So how much? You know, so I get it. It's a negotiation, but I feel you. He's off a pup. He's supposed to be back with the team. If he, like you said, if his ass is out there signing autographs, why isn't he at the Monday night game? You know what I'm saying? You know all the cameras going to be looking for you, and then the team is just excusing him. It's like they being too. So I'm with you. They being like, okay, we got to show Terry we respect him, but he's not. It seems like he's not being realistic. And like you said, last thing, then. Everybody wants you to go get your bread, sir. But it's coming down to the nitwits of, are you going to harm yourself and wait so long, and then you run out there week one and get a soft tissue? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Like, I just think that it's all in the protocol of business. And I think that we shouldn't, as fans, shouldn't just be trying to beat down AAP when this is his, you know what I'm saying? This is his second year. Like, this is his first big negotiation contract, and AP we trust was last year, so why is it still this year? I take it off the air, buddy.
Devon, I appreciate it as always, man. Hope you're doing well. There's a lot of good stuff in there. The fact that he signs the autographs but wasn't at the game is the thing that kind of rubs me the wrong way about it, and I can't understand why they decided to allow that to happen. And I do think it is worth pointing out that there's only a very small minority. It's a vocal minority, but there is only a small minority of people that don't want Terry to get paid. I get those people in my Twitter mentions every day when I post that daily tweet about wanting this deal to get done. People have called in. They're in the YouTube chat. Oh, we don't want Terry to get paid anymore. We don't want him to get paid. I still want him to get paid. I want him to be here, and I want him to be catching touchdown passes from Jaden Daniels. At this point, I would love to be a fly on the wall because I'm nosy. Like, what is the holdup? What are these conversations like? What arguments is Terry's side making versus what arguments are being made from the Commander's side in terms of actual numbers? Like, what are the statistics that are being brought up by both sides into these negotiations? I have a feeling that while all of us will very easily point to how many 1,000-yard seasons Terry has had, that the team is pointing and saying, yeah, but he's never gone over 12. Because 1,000 yards in a 17-game season, which not all of those were 17-game seasons, because he was playing at the part of the NFL calendar or the NFL history where they were only playing 16-game seasons, but a 17-game season, 1,000 yards, it's less than 60 yards per game. Like, that's not exactly eye-popping numbers, where there was a point in time where that was upwards of, like, 70 to 80 yards per game, which is significantly larger to take into consideration when you're starting to dish out some money. That's where we're going to end the Terry conversation for the day. Appreciate everybody who did hop up on the phone lines. We're going to talk college football. Caroline Fenton of Yahoo Sports and Sirius XM, she joins us on the other side. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980.
All right, here is what is happening on this Thursday, August 21st. The Commanders are signing center Nick Harris, who spent the last 5 years in Cleveland. He's played 45 games and started in 6. Sounds like Mike Dieter may have some competition for that backup center spot. And some trades around the NFL last night. The Chiefs traded Sky Moore and a 7th-round pick to the San Francisco 49ers in exchange for their 6th-round pick, wide receiver Devon Valet was traded from the Broncos to the Saints for a fourth and a seventh round pick, and the Vikings are also sending defensive tackle Harrison Phillips and a seventh to the Jets in exchange for 2 6th round picks. Plus the Nats, they got even in their series last night versus the New York Mets. Not a great start or a great night for the starters, as Kodai Senga gives up 5 runs on 6 hits and just 4 strikeouts. Brad Lord gives up 4 runs on 7 hits and through 5 1/3 innings pitched. The Nats win by a score of 5-4. They will re-rack versus the Mets today. In this afternoon matchup, Mackenzie Gore takes the mound versus Sean Manaea. First pitch at 4:05. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 3:35 on the Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1, and you can catch Denton's Office throughout all of football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us, and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Is the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. We are taking a break from one of my massive passions, that being the Commanders, and turning to my other massive passion, because Week 0 starts on Saturday in college football. I am incredibly excited about it. This season is going to be sensational in college football. Maybe the last season of a 12-team playoff, but who knows? Joining me to help break down the upcoming season is Caroline Fenton. She hosts on Yahoo Sports, the brand new Yahoo Daily, and you can hear her and I sharing the airwaves on SiriusXM throughout the course of the college football season. Caroline, can you believe we are finally here, days away from Week 0 and this thing kicking off in Ireland?
It's about time. And I was watching the Commanders-Bengals preseason game on Monday night, and that was the first time that I actually felt like, okay, we're back. We're doing this. Like, football is happening. Watching Jaden Daniels and Joe Burrow battle it out. hearing the Monday Night Football theme song music, I was finally transported into my natural state, which is my football season self. So it's here. I'm ready for it. Even if it is week zero, it's football that matters, and I'm here for it.
So how about we start with the SEC? You mentioned those two quarterbacks. They share the lineage of LSU. I have high expectations for LSU this year because I think there's pressure on Brian Kelly. How do you view the Tigers out of the SEC this year?
Yeah, I think there's a lot to like about LSU, and I think that there's a lot of approach with some hesitation about this team. Look, rightfully so, because this is a team that has won a lot of big games under Brian Kelly and has also lost a lot of big games under Brian Kelly, and that starts with Clemson. Clemson is projected to be a college football playoff contender. Cade Klubnik, like Garrett Nussmeier at LSU, is projected to be a first-round pick and a Heisman Trophy candidate, just like Garrett Nussmeier. So there's a lot of comp that you can make with these two teams. I think overall with LSU, it has felt like year four under Brian Kelly is the year. That there are no more excuses. That throughout Brian Kelly's tenure at LSU has kind of felt a little bit like right place, wrong time. That in year one, you know, the offense is solid. Jaden Daniels transfers in. And in special teams, of all things, it's, you know, missed field goals and must punts and, you know, kick returns given up. It felt like every single week there was some sort of special teams bluff. Year two, Jaden Daniels has, you know, a Heisman Trophy season, the number one offense in all of college football, the most explosive offense that we've seen at LSU since the Joe Burrow 2019 year. But the defense was statistically the worst defense that has ever been in an LSU uniform. So, great offense, bad defense. Year three, offense solid, defense improved. They couldn't run the football. So it just felt like every single year there's a new problem that's arisen. So Brian Kelly has kind of said, okay, no more. We're bringing back a veteran quarterback that we trust. We are bringing back a bunch of pieces defensively and also supplementing that in the transfer portal. LSU spent a ton of money in the transfer portal this past offseason. That's kind of the message that this entire program and Brian Kelly himself has kind of portrayed to this fan base and to the rest of college football of it's college football playoff or bust for this team. That's really how it feels.
How do they stack up across the SEC? We know that Georgia is perennially good. Alabama is perennially good. And then Texas just happens to have a guy that people like to talk about in Arch Manning. How do they stack up with those teams?
Where it stands right now, and of course, what we talk about in October is going to be completely different from how we feel today on August 21st. But there is this top tier in the SEC, and that belongs to Texas and Georgia. They're kind of in a league of their own. And then there's this next kind of, if you want to call it tier two or maybe tier 1B, of teams that have really high expectations, and there's a lot to really like about that team, but there's just some questions. LSU, I think, falls in that tier. Alabama falls in that tier. And I would put South Carolina and Texas A&M in that tier as well. And each of those teams have different questions. Texas is bringing in a new starting quarterback. Alabama is bringing in Tyson and their new starting quarterback. South Carolina brings back Lenora Sellers, but they lost a lot defensively. Look at Texas A&M. They're bringing back Marcel Reed, and they bring back a ton of pieces on the offensive line, but they also lost a lot of production on the defensive side of the ball. LSU was one of the rare teams in the top 10, top 15, the preseason AP poll that is bringing back a returning quarterback. You look at the top 10, Texas, new quarterback, Penn State, returning quarterback, Ohio State, new quarterback, Clemson, returner. Then you have Georgia, Notre Dame, Oregon, Alabama, Miami, all bringing in some of these new quarterbacks. So I think that LSU stacks up with not just the rest of college football, but with the SEC, has a little bit of an edge of bringing back Garrett Nussmeier. And it's not just year two for Garrett Nussmeier, it's year five. You know, he was patient. Mm-hmm. He sat behind Jaden Daniels in 2022 and 2023. He waited his turn, and we're kind of seeing that pay dividends. But I think that LSU just has enough question marks, whether it's on the offensive line or Brian Kelly's ability to consistently win big games, that leave at least a big enough question mark to leave LSU out of the top tier of the SEC, where I would put Texas and Georgia, because it is so easy to trust Texas and Georgia.
Talking college football with Caroline Fenton at Caroline Fenton 1. She hosts on Yahoo Sports and Sirius XM. So you mentioned teams that you trust, and then you also happen to mention Penn State. If we're monitoring this on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being please God no, and 10 being yes, I trust them with my life, where does James Franklin fall?
Ooh. He's at a solid, I'll give him a 7. I'll do 7.5.
Wow, that's higher than I thought.
Well, I think that James Franklin, look, everyone says he can't win the big one. I always say we say that about coaches until they do, right? We said right. Ryan Day couldn't win a national championship, and then he did. I remember when we said that about Kirby Smart once upon a time. Now we view Kirby Smart as the best coach in all of college football. So I can't say that James Franklin can't win the big one. He just hasn't. Or at least hasn't beaten the Michigans and the Ohio States of the world on a consistent basis. I think where my trust level comes with James Franklin, he will always win the games that he's supposed to win. Any game in which Penn State is favored, they win those games. And there's a lot of value to that. Trust me, being the fan of a team as an LSU alumni that hasn't consistently won the games that they're supposed to win, there's a lot of value in that. And in the Big Ten, there are the powers that be. It is Ohio State and it is Michigan. Penn State is right there. So if Penn State's schedule in a 9-game Big Ten schedule, they can win 7 of them. Well, then, and now what a 12-team playoff, and let's see if it expands to 16 and then, you know, 50 like the Big Ten wants, then they'll consistently be in the college football playoff conversation. I trust James Franklin to win the games he's supposed to win. Where he's not an 8 or a 9 or a 10 for me is, great, you can beat Boise State and SMU in the college football playoff, but you can't beat Notre Dame. So I can't quite trust him because he hasn't done it yet, and I think that's fair to say, he hasn't done it yet. I can't trust him to do that this year, this upcoming season. But if there is a year to do it, I mean, it's this year. You bring back Drew Aller. Like I just mentioned, there's not a lot of returning quarterbacks this year in college football. You bring back this two-headed monster on the ground between Catron Allen and Nick Singleton. They could have gone to the NFL if they wanted to. They decided to come back. They supplemented their receiving core in the transfer portal. Now, you lose Tyler Warren, who was an absolute monster at the tight end position. You lose Abdul Carter, one of the best defensive players in college football last year. But I think Penn State has more continuity than any other team in the top 10. So I have to give James Franklin just a I don't like doing it, but I'll say I'll trust him more this year than I have any other year. And it's fair to say, if not this year, then when?
So it feels like we in our profession always talk about college football playoff expansion. I kind of initially, Caroline, wanted 8, but I liked 12 last year. I thought it worked out pretty well.
12's good.
24, 28. I mean, what was your reaction when you see this rumor that the Big Ten is kicking around the idea of 28?
A big fat eye roll. Like a sigh, an eye roll, just a look of disgust. Because what are we doing? We just expanded to 12, and I liked 12. Now, 12 had its issues. I did not like the seeding. I didn't like the automatic bye for conference champions, but they're fixing that for this upcoming year, and I think that's the correct fix. But can't we just figure out 12 before we go to 16 or 24 or 28? Can't we just enjoy 12 while we have it? Like, before we even expanded to 12, we were already talking about 16. Why can't we just sit on something and see how well it works and work out the kinks before we expand? I think we're going to get to a point in college football if we continue to expand the playoffs. And like, I will always sign up for more games that matter. But I think the playoffs should mean something. Like, I think the playoffs should represent as many teams as there are legitimate, serious national championship contenders. Now, even in 12, we didn't get that. But in 12, we got Ohio State. And in a 14 playoff, we wouldn't have gotten Ohio State. So I like that 12 gives us some wiggle room, allows teams to get better throughout the course of the year, allows some teams to have some losses along the way, but still be able to figure things out in the postseason like we saw Ohio State do. You cannot tell me that there are 24 legitimate, serious national championship contenders in college football. You start to dilute the playoff. You start to dilute the very thing that every single coach and every single team in college football is killing to be part of. And I think the other thing too, if you expand the college football playoff, that means more games, which means you take up more of the calendar. I don't want to be living in a college football playoff world where now you're competing with the Super Bowl. Because I have learned that if you compete with the NFL, you are going to lose. So I think the college football playoff needs to be wrapped up before we get to the NFL playoff. And I don't think that's asking for too much.
Yeah, I don't think there was a world last year where if you follow the guidelines they set and like the Big Ten gets seven teams in, I didn't need to see Michigan who didn't have a quarterback that could throw more than 5 yards in the playoff. Like, I'm good.
I'm good.
Check me out on that one.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't need to see, you know, no disrespect to, you know, East West Valley State University. I'm sure it's lovely and I'm sure it's a wonderful program. I don't need to see them in the playoffs. I think that is always a good story. And I think the NCAA tournament is a good example of this. We all love these Cinderellas in the first round of the tournament. Like, yeah. It's fun when St. Peter's beats Kentucky in the first round of the tournament. Once St. Peter's is in the Elite Eight, it's over. It's run its course. It's not sexy anymore. I think the playoff in college football is very similar, that it's really fun to have these Boise's, these Indiana's, and these SMU's, right? It opens the door to some teams being able to compete for a championship that in a four-team playoff probably wouldn't have been possible. But like, I don't need to be seeing that, you know, four or five times over, and I don't need to see that in the Final Four. They're good stories. Everyone loves a good Cinderella, but when it comes time to, you know, actually talking about championship conversations, like, give me the big boys. Like, give me the teams that actually legitimately have a shot at this.
Who's a dark horse this year, team that no one's talking about that you think could be really good?
I don't know if I can call this team necessarily a dark horse because there are 11th in the preseason poll, but I don't think anyone is talking enough about Arizona State. Like, Arizona State last year was a really, really great story, and I think a lot of people viewed them as such a good story, that it kind of clouded our vision that the fact that Arizona State was just a really good football team, and that Sam Leavitt was playing toward the end of the season at a Heisman Trophy caliber level. Now, that's not to say that he's going to come back and do that and recreate the exact season that he had this past year, but who says why not? Obviously, you lose Cam Scataboo. That's a massive loss. He was one of the most electrifying players in college football last year. But you also bring back a lot of talent. You bring back Jordan Tyson. He gets healthy. He was one of Sam Leavitt's favorite targets last season. And I love Kenny Dillingham. I'm obsessed with Kenny Dillingham. I want to play for Kenny Dillingham. He makes me want to put pads on and run out there. So I just have faith in what he's building and enough continuity that they have from last season and in a Big 12 that I think is going to be an absolute blast to watch. That feels like a wide open conference. So why not Arizona State?
All right, Caroline, I will get you out of here with this. Have you made a championship prediction yet? Or do you at least have some teams that you're eyeing to say, I might lean this direction when it's time to lock in a champion?
Oh, Clemson. There's so much to like about Clemson. They have NFL talent up and down that roster. I love Cade Klubnik. And again, continuity from last season. If their defensive line, if their run defense can be just 10% improved, along with their offense from last year being slightly improved, I think that this team can absolutely make a run for a championship. But they'll have a fun early test early in the season, week one against LSU. I think the winner of that game and the winner of the Texas-Ohio State game, that you might be looking at your national championship right there. The winner of Texas-Ohio State and the winner of LSU-Clemson.
Great minds think alike, because I have hammered that. It's at 9-1 now at most sports books, but I got it at like 14-1. So I feel pretty good about my standing there. I love that team, just like you.
Oh, there's just so much to love about it.
Caroline, appreciate the time. We'll definitely do this again. Enjoy week zero this weekend. We're officially back.
We are so back. I'm so here for it and really appreciate you for having me on.
That is Caroline Fenton, host on Yahoo Sports, host Yahoo Sports Daily, and she's on the airwaves of Sirius XM, where you will be able to hear your boy starting this weekend. Friday, college football overtime is back. I am incredibly excited for it. Only like five games this week. We'll go a little bit more in depth about those tomorrow, but any sort of college football is good college football to me. So pumped about that. When we get back in our final hour, Dan Quinn is going to speak in about 35 minutes. You will hear that press conference in its entirety. But when we get back, I believe that Adam Peters is going to get something in return for Brian Robinson. I'll explain to you why. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.